I love big, splashy, old-fashioned musicals and the enchanting fairy tale Cinderella. This week's Broadway production at ASU Gamage is a tunefully pleasant 1957 Rodgers and Hammerstein classic that was originally created for television until a successful Broadway revival last season gave the show new life on stage. Cinderella is now on tour as it enchants audiences across America. The opulent and stylish production includes elaborate costumes, lush settings that transform from locale to locale with the magical precision expected from contemporary Broadway musicals, as an outstanding cast create enchanting characterizations, as composer Richard Rodgers' tunes are sung with reverence, and Oscar Hammerstein II's fanciful lyrics are recited as if people really talked in this magically polite way. On opening night, there were many young children in the audience, and Cinderella is a wonderful way to introduce the young to the joys of live theater. Everybody knows Cinderella's story. She's an enchantingly attractive young woman who is treated abominably by her evil stepmother and two goofy stepsisters. Her fairy godmother helps Cinderella capture a prince's heart, but Cinderella keeps disappearing at midnight when her transformation ends. An errant shoe is left by Cinderella, giving the prince a person to find. We all know the ending, as things happen with style, flair, a splash of contemporary wit, and a big dash of remarkable make-believe. Oh, some of Douglas Carter Beane's new book is a bit too much, but it's not a major distraction. Couple the beautiful production with Mark Brokaw's snappy staging, Josh Rhodes' expansive choreography, and some amazing stage magic, and a fine cast to make the classic Rodgers and Hammerstein songs like In My Own Little Corner, Impossible, 10 Minutes Ago, and A Lovely Night soar. The cast includes Paige Faw's bubbly title character, the manly prince of Andy Jones, the evil mom played opening night by understudy Paige Williams, the goofy stepsisters played with sparkling wickedness by Caitlin Davidson and Ami Garcia, and a huge ensemble who handle a myriad of other roles with stylish gusto. There is nothing wrong with occasionally slipping away from today's harsh reality into a lovely dream like Cinderella. The show earns 5 stars out of 5 and plays through Sunday at ASU Gamage. Take the kids. They will be enchanted, as will adults looking to escape reality for a few magical hours. For KBAQ, I'm Chris Curcio.